Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and use science to find everyday solutions. I'm Megan Hall. I'm here today with Molly McGid and Lauren Black from our Possibly team. Hi, Lauren and Molly.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Today, we actually have a question from you, Lauren. What is it?
Yeah, so a long time ago, someone told me that when you speed, you use up a lot more gas than going the speed limit. And ever since then, I felt really guilty about speeding. So I wanted to know if that was actually true, and if it is, how much more gas you use.
So what did you figure out?
So we went and talked with our friend Chris Bull, who you might remember from our boiling water episode.
Right, he's the Brown engineering professor.
Exactly. And he does some work on transportation. So I went and asked him my question, does speeding use more gas?
All right. So I have to do full disclosure here. And in my mind, the ideal vehicle for human transportation is the bicycle. So I have an explicit anti-automobile bias.
Okay, right. But most people drive cars. So did he have an answer for you?
Yeah, so he told us that the relationship between speeding and gas mileage has to do with something called aerodynamic drag.
What's aerodynamic drag?
Well, have you ever stuck your hand out the window when you're driving 60 miles an hour?
Yes, it feels like sort of a wall of air is pushing up against my hand.
Exactly. That's aerodynamic drag. So Chris told us that cars actually use up a lot of energy just fighting that air pushing against the car. And if you drive faster, the force of that drag goes up exponentially.
That means if you double your speed, you have to expend four times as much energy. So with every doubling of speed, it's four times the gas.
That sounds like a big difference. So speeding definitely uses more gas?
Yeah, Chris says that going 55 instead of 70 would probably improve your gas mileage by 20 to 30%.
Wow. So if driving fast means I burn a lot more gas, does that mean I should just avoid the highway and drive on those slow back roads?
Well, you might think that, but actually, small roads have a lot more stops and starts. And that's an issue because braking and accelerating takes a lot more energy than just going at a constant speed. So highways are still the most fuel efficient in terms of that. You get on and you go.
So if I want to be as fuel efficient as possible, how should I be driving?
Chris had a bunch of tips. For one, accelerate slowly, because the faster you accelerate, the more fuel it takes.
And also stop slowly. Like if you see a red light up ahead, you want to take your foot off the gas pedal when you're still far away and just coast to a stop instead of speeding and then slamming the brake once you get there.
And do take the highway so you don't have to stop and start, but drive as slow as you can safely go, probably the speed limit.
And the easiest way to do that is just put on cruise control, because then you can go a constant speed.
So the answer is I should definitely feel guilty about speeding.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Lauren, do you think this means you'll change the way you drive?
Yeah. I mean, I was amazed to learn that speeding is so much worse for your gas mileage, and I'll really try not to speed now. And hopefully that'll save me some money, too.
All right, you'll have to keep us updated. Thank you, Lauren and Molly. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly.